For all of you who have spent your time waiting, watching, and hoping, your time will come. All will be well. Author's note. Hello again, friends. I hope you're well. I'm so very excited to share Milo and Prue's story with you all. I know we're not supposed to have favorites, but if I did... This book is set in the small town of Baysville in Muskoka, Ontario, which my husband's family has visited and made memories in for decades. When I think of Baysville, I think of the first time I got to visit in 2011. I was invited to spend a week at their cottage by my husband's sibling, who didn't know about the debilitating crush I had on their older brother. I remember the giddy, exciting feeling of sitting next to him for the first time, the tempting way his hand rested on his knee, and wondering whether it would be totally crazy to reach out and hold it. I cringe at the memory of how I rolled my eyes when my future mother-in-law attempted to play wingman for us, even though I loved her for it. Baysville is probably not the most romantic place to some, but to me, it is. It held the first sparks of what is now the greatest love story of my life. It's where we went year after year, spending long, lazy days on the dock soaking in the sun, rainy days cuddled up under blankets next to the fireplace, and sneaking in makeout sessions when his parents weren't looking. Now it's where we bring our kids. We play in the pool that wasn't there when I first joined the family. We push the kids on swings we never took much notice of before they were born. And we walk into town to get ice cream, as we've always done. Baysville is our happy place. With all that said, this book is a very loose representation of Baysville. I hope to capture the essence of this incredible little town rather than stay true to the layout, shops, local folks, etc. So, while listening, think of it as inspiration and my personal way of honoring a place that means so much to me rather than an accurate depiction. I thought about changing the name or about making up something else entirely, but it didn't feel right. However, there are some things that Baysvillians and some visitors to the area will pick up on. That above paragraph of the author's note is for my beloved father-in-law, the town's historian. Don't be mad at me, Dad. I did read the pamphlets about Baysville you gave me. Next time we're at Nellie's, the ice cream is on me. Then there's the other matter at hand, the one I've been dreading talking about. Prue's mother, Julia, and her Alzheimer's diagnosis. If you've been on my writing journey with me for a while, you might know about my grandmother, Lorraine, and the impact she's had on my life. I'm not shy to say that my grandma was my favorite person. She was brilliant, a powerhouse of a woman with unmatched intelligence and unwavering faith and loyalty, who also somehow always had the perfect snarky remark at the ready. She made me feel safe, loved, and seen during many of the times that I felt impossible to know, love, or protect. So when my brilliant, brilliant grandmother began losing her memory, began losing herself, it felt unthinkable. She was too bright of a light to be dimmed, I'd thought. It was heartbreaking in a way I hadn't known was possible. Still, I will never regret the time I spent caring for her. I had the opportunity to return some of that same safety, love, and understanding that she'd given me throughout my childhood back to her. And while it was often difficult, and while I was not as good at caring for her as she had been for me, I look back with unwavering gratitude on that time we had together. I treasure each time her face lit up in recognition of me or another loved one. I still feel her trembling hand in mine when she told me she was so glad I could visit for the 10th time in a row while sitting with her in our shared home. I still smile when I recall the bittersweet memories of her checking the mail 6 times in one day, waiting on a love letter from her long-departed husband. I still don't really know how to process the grief I feel from losing her. The way my heart reaches for hers so often, knowing she's no longer here, knowing she was hard to reach long before she was gone. At the same time, I can recognize how frustrating it must have been for her, how much she grieved the loss of her once sharp mind and wit, and how that made her eager to move on to what she believed God had in store for her in the next life.